This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department is urging all Americans in the vicinity of Afghan's Kabul airport to leave the area immediately because of a specific credible threat. The warning early Sunday morning says U.S. citizens should avoid traveling into the airport and avoid all airport gates at the time. It specifically noted the South Gate. Suicide bombing at the airport on Thursday killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. As the U.S. rushes to evacuate Americans and allies from Afghanistan, a growing number of Republicans are questioning why the U.S. should take in Afghan citizens who aided Americans. It's further exacerbating divides within the party, heavy into next year's midterm elections. Former President Donald Trump and some of his followers in recent days have turned to warning of the alleged dangers posed by those secretly and desperately trying to flee their own countries. Still others, including the Republican governors and members of Congress, have taken a different stance, welcoming refugees to their states, furiously to help those trying to flee. Forecasters have warned residents along the northern Gulf of Mexico to rush preparations ahead of intensifying Hurricane Ida, which is expected to bring winds of as much as 130 miles per hour, life-threatening storm surge and flooding rain when it slams ashore in Louisiana Sunday. This is VOA News. A new report from Russia's State Statistics Agency shows that the country recorded a record high of deaths in July of people infected with the coronavirus. The report from the Rostat agency said more than 50,000 people suffering from COVID-19 died during the month. That's sharply higher than the previous record of more than 44,000 in December. However, the agency said in the report that only about 39,000 deaths were directly attributed to the disease. Several hundred migrants, including many children, headed north from near Mexico's border with Guatemala on Saturday, hoping to reach the U.S., but Mexican security forces dispersed the group several hours later. About 300 Haitians, Cubans, and Central Americans set out on front from the town, and a few hundred more migrants joined in the walk. After about 8 hours, they passed through an immigration checkpoint without any problem, but then National Guard troops in riot gear blocked their way as a heavy rain fell. Some of the migrants were arrested, while others eluded capture, and they kept moving north. Hundreds of Hamas-backed activists on Sunday launched what they said was a first in a series of nighttime protests along the Israeli border, throwing explosive detonators toward Israeli forces who responded with live fire. Organizers said the gatherings, which are to continue throughout the week, were meant to stop up pressure on Israel to ease a crippling economic blockade on the Gaza Strip. Thousands marched, then rallied in Washington on Saturday to demand protections for voters, aimed to pressure lawmakers to pass legislation to counter a wave of ballot restrictions in Republican-led states. Held on the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic 1963 march in Washington, organizers of the March on for Washington and Voting Rights said that the state-level moves to curb voting access disproportionately impacted by people of color. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.